Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. It's a pleasure to welcome Major Garrett, the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News, a longtime colleague of mine. Major has been working, and I've been working in parallel lives for these last years. Maybe it's as many as a dozen. It might be a decade, but it's certainly sizable enough for us to reunite with the conversation about the pandemic and where we are. Major, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The president's speech before Congress, before members of Congress, because of the carefulness that Congress arrayed itself, not every seat was filled. The president's speech was about the pandemic, the pandemic, the pandemic. At this point, the day after the speech, is the president on target with his focus on the pandemic? Is that the opinion in Washington that we have to solve this before we can move on to recovery? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's great to be back together with you. And the short answer is yes. And ask yourself this, John, and I ask the audience to go through this mental experiment with us. Imagine at the 99th day of the Biden presidency, if the vaccination rate in our country was still hobbling around 1 million a day, and there were still tremendous hot zones of infection, hospitalization, and death, and that none of the things that the Biden administration had promised about ramping up vaccine distribution, getting them into pharmacies, having the CDC, because of the success of vaccine access, loosening up restrictions, businesses begin to reopening, first-time unemployment claims falling steadily. If none of those things were true, you might reasonably say, John, that within 100 days, the Biden administration had stumbled so badly, its presidency was effectively over, because the country would have understandably lost confidence in the ability of an incoming administration to set goals and achieve them on the most important task before it, getting the national arms around the pandemic. So I think in this sense, the speech did clarify where things are, where they were, and what considerable progress has been made. Much of it empowered, we must acknowledge, John, by the availability of vaccines, which is to the credit of the previous administration. And we should never forget that. Most important thing that the Trump administration got right, and it got many things wrong, but the most important thing it got right about COVID-19 was placing every single imperative, financial or otherwise, the federal government behind the rapid development of vaccines, and not just one, but as many as could conceivably be scientifically created. That put the Biden administration in this favorable position. If it had blown that favorable position at the 100-day mark, he would have a presidency effectively in ruins. And that, I think, is the context behind the speech and how it fuels the agenda he laid out before the country. We can talk about that in a second.
Yes, I want to stay with the vaccine for just a moment, because there are several vaccines. And there are more coming. I know this. There's lots in the chain. I read the Science and Nature magazine about the developments that are underway. It is humbling how fast they did that, Major. I mean, I read what they say about themselves, but I didn't know, and I don't think they knew they could develop it so quickly and so effectively.
Right, and that is one of those classic examples, John, I think, of something that we had experience in our country with before, but I think we, for some reason, have sort of forgotten that there can be times of great stress and duress where all of our abilities as a nation, financial, technological, scientific, and governmental, can harness these tremendous resources and put them to very rapid, successful purpose. We used to do that. I'm not saying we did it commonly, but there are examples in our history where that was true. And we've sort of either forgotten or misremembered our ability to do that. And I hope one of the things that comes out of the very trying and difficult year of 2020 and the difficult start of 2021 is, hey, we can do some of these things, not only develop vaccines, but after a couple of bumps in the road, figure out with lots of communication from the federal government to state governments to city and county governments to create mass vaccination sites, to create a logistical chain that I said had some bumps, but over time became a collective, free, accessible, equitable distribution of the most important turning point vaccine in this pandemic. All of those things I hope can be thought of in a nonpartisan way as successes of the American experience, something we can all take some measure of satisfaction. And I would even say take a moment of pride in it, because I think it is a national moment where we got things much more right than wrong.
The president's speech also certainly mentioned foreign affairs. And I'm keen on the part of foreign affairs where we help others. You know, from the reporting, India's in bad shape. And we're sending what we can initially. However, I want to make this larger point, and I talk to Latin America. We talk to people from all over. No one is safe until everyone is safe. That's the nature of this pandemic. And I think that's our next challenge, not to recover and say, look at us, we're doing well, but to guarantee that our allies, our adversaries, and people who are in between have the vaccine. Otherwise, those variants are going to keep coming back at us each year.
Yes, and I think that's going to be a continuous part of the conversation in terms of how this particular virus mutates, where it mutates, what are the conditions in the places where it most rapidly mutates and most deadly spreads. Brazil had a very tough couple of months. India now has the worst month anywhere on the planet. And the president speaking in a confrontational way about China and in a very helpful way toward India is a larger construct of some geopolitical messaging about China, India, and our relationship between the two countries and how that's going to develop. But it's also about the pandemic itself, and India needs help. But us rushing to India and the president speaking in some mildly confrontational ways with China illustrates, I think, the orientation of this administration being somewhat reflective of the orientation of the previous administration, using India as a counterpoint against China where and when possible. And in this case, it's not anything to do with that realpolitik, but it has to do with an immediate need. But it's not incidental to it, in my opinion.
One more opportunity to praise the American people. The president did. I want to as well. I've had both my shots, Major. That's where we are.
As have I.
And I want to credit the way it was done in a parking lot that was empty because there are no retail stores open now in rural Connecticut by the National Guard. I know everybody's had different experiences, but it was a pleasure to walk through, to drive through. I never got out of the vehicle, to drive through that and see these young people conducting themselves so carefully. It was a credit to everyone who administered the vaccine, not just from Washington or from the labs, but everyone who is participating.
I couldn't agree more, John. I went up to M&T Stadium in Baltimore, where the Ravens play football. And I went there in late March because the governor of Maryland had said that if you're a journalist who doesn't live in Maryland but live in the District of Columbia, you will be put on the third or fourth tier. I didn't jump the line. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary, but they allowed journalists. So I was able to get access to my first shot more rapidly than I would have in the District of Columbia, drove up to Baltimore, stood online for an hour and a half, everyone socially distanced, a young, old, all races, all creeds, all colors. Everyone there was cheerful, helpful, completely locked in arms about doing this one thing. And it was like going to a poll on election day where there's a super long line, but we weren't voting for one party or another. We were just doing one thing that would help the community we live in get through this a little bit more rapidly. It was a very uplifting experience for me personally. The second time I went back for my second shot, I'm not exactly sure if people had already gotten it, but the line was almost negligible. I walked right in, got my shot in 3 minutes, and I felt fantastic about it. I really did.
A credit to everybody who participated, a credit to the president for emphasizing it in his first address to the nation. I know there are a lot of other moving parts, but I wanted to stay with the big one. Without the vaccine, as Major said in his opening remarks, we're not having this conversation happily. Major Garrett is the chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No